The only problem that we found with the ones we did on Friday was that everything was the same. The only difference is that we used not a different cement, just a different brand of cement. That's what we had here.
Adam Osweiler is a graduate student in the Department of Civil Engineering at the University of Arkansas. He's talking to Dr. Ernie Hemsfield, an associate professor of civil engineering at the university. They're a part of a team of researchers who are working to develop an anti-icing system that could make airport runways safer and cheaper to maintain during the winter months. We're at the project's test site located at the University of Arkansas Engineering Research Center in Fayetteville.
And what we have over here, that's the photovoltaic energy system. It's basically solar panels. And so the solar panels basically produce the heat, produce energy, electric energy, which goes through that box over there is the DAC system, the data acquisition system, which records all of the temperatures and the energy that's being actually delivered to the system. You'll see that there are batteries there, and let's walk over here.
The batteries are used to store solar energy and deliver it to the concrete overlay panels with the help of electrodes for use during inclement weather. The energy helps keep the panels at a temperature above freezing, hence preventing the accumulation of ice or snow.
Over here, you'll see then what we do is from the batteries, we have jumper cables that attach these metal rods, these threaded rods, which are electrodes. And those are what are used to deliver the energy into the overlay panels. Included in the overlay panels, you'll see wires. And those wires are attached to thermocouples. And those thermocouples basically measure the temperature within the conductive concrete overlay panels.
The site has two control overlay panels made of a normal concrete mix to provide a point of comparison and 10 conductive concrete overlay panels that are a shade darker due to the presence of graphite powder. The graphite helps increase the conductivity of heat in the panels, thereby making the ice or snow melt faster. Each panel measures 4 by 10 feet. Dr. Ernie Hemsfield says the idea to develop this anti-icing system was conceived during a discussion he had with Dr. Paneer Selvam, a solar energy expert and a professor of civil engineering at the University of Arkansas. Hemsfield, along with Dr. Selvam, Adam Osweiler, his graduate student, and Mark Coos, Master Scientific Research Tech from the University's Civil Engineering Department, started working on the project over a year ago. Dr. Hemsfield notes most of the anti-icing systems nowadays primarily use chemicals to get rid of the ice and snow.
De-icing chemicals, other systems that have been used is to basically include piping within the concrete overlay panels and perhaps circulating a fluid through that. The problems with that is corrosion, deterioration, and so that incorporating what's called conductive concrete and introducing electricity to it, it's probably it's more of a maintenance-free type of system.
The project is funded by Federal Aviation Administration and the University of Arkansas. Dr. Hemsfield says the biggest challenge the team faced was determining the composition of the conductive concrete overlay panels.
Meaning how much of one ingredient, the different ingredients that are included, include cement, fly ash, aggregate, coarse aggregate, graphite powder, steel fibers, but how much of each of those components need to be used in order to make it, and the three criteria, making sure that it's strong enough, the material is strong enough, that the material is conductive, that the electricity can flow through it, and lastly, that it's workable, that you can actually put it into the forms.
Dr. Hemsfield's graduate student Adam took about 6 to 7 months and about 10 to 15 trial batches to get the composition of the conductive concrete mix just right. Dr. Hemshree notes the system has definite advantages over other anti-icing systems currently in use if his team can bring the price down.
The batteries are very expensive, but the idea, the concept of just using free energy and taking advantage of that to keep the concrete at an above freezing temperature, I think will be a tremendous benefit.
The team is also working on making the system low maintenance. According to Ernie, once the technology is fully developed and tested, it could also be applied to keeping bridges ice and snow free. But for now, the research is focused on keeping airport runways up and running during winter.
I think it can change the way that airports consider the problem of snow removal and preventing ice accumulation. And what we're concerned about and what the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is most concerned about is safety. And so if we can produce runways that are safe, that makes the passengers happy and makes everybody happy.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.